And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, last hour of the week as we head into the weekend. So we appreciate you joining us, myself, Andy Pate, and Charlie Grimes. And we are going to use this hour to really talk about Christianity and politics. And Charlie reminded Andy and I before doing this segment that those are two things you're not supposed to ever talk about.
Okay, this will be an hour of silence.
Pretty much. Now, those of you that would like to call in and chime in, feel free to do so. 303-477-5600. Real quick, though, the answer to the question of the day, which was pirates wore these because they believed it would improve their eyesight, was, Charlie got it right, earrings.
I
don't understand why they would think that. How would an earring improve your eyesight? It's in your ear.
I have no clue. Are these online pirates?
I don't know.
You've got to be dumb to the 10th degree.
Well, you think pirates were smart? Just saying.
Well, no. I mean, they probably weren't the best educated folk. No. But wow. I wear earrings so I can see better.
Yeah. That was the thought, I guess.
So the whole idea of glasses never actually
occurred. I guess not. No, it did not. All right, let's talk about Christians and Christianity and politics and how it all intertwines and how it should work. And I will just start off by saying that we would not be having this conversation today. In fact, we would not be the country we are today had the church not failed in its civic duty.
I agree.
Plain and simple. The church failed drastically when it comes to civics.
But, John, you know, a lot of the reason that the church has failed in it is because they believe they shouldn't be in it. You have so many Christians who say, we shouldn't be into politics. We shouldn't be involved in politics. That's a different world. That's a different thing set aside. And here's what I want to ask you, John. Why do those people only talk about politics? You notice they never say, should we be involved in the workplace?
Right.
Should we be involved in our neighborhood? Right? Should we be at the neighborhood bake sale? Should we be involved in this or that or the other? Now, they may say we shouldn't be involved in schools, but that's because the schools are teaching terrible things and indoctrinating kids. Government can be good or bad depending on who's running it. You know, I guess what I'm asking is, where is it written, thou shalt only be governed by the godless?
You want my answer?
Yeah.
This might be a stretch, but I don't think that it is. I think because of a teaching that came around some roughly 100 years ago or so, maybe a little earlier than that. It was in the early 1900s that this teaching, which frankly I don't believe in, a lot of folks are going to be mad at me for not, the pre-rapture tribulation theory only came around in the early 1900s. And in my opinion, because of people feeling that when things get tough, the church just gets raptured, we really don't care how bad things get, because we're not going to be here anyways. And I think that whole ideal, which has been permeated throughout a lot of churches and a lot of Christian beliefs, is partly why people don't get involved into politics. That's my own thought process.
Yeah, I've actually seen that with some people. You know, when I got my degree in the ministry and when we would have those late night discussions, There were some pre-tribs who felt that.
Yep. And I think in a lot of ways that whole ideal has permeated into a lot of areas of Christianity that it never should have entered.
But it's crazy, John.
Because, by the way, I don't believe in a pre-tribulation rapture either. That's a whole other discussion for another day.
Wow. I don't even... Honestly, I don't care.
are you the pan theory? It all pan out in the end?
No. I just don't care. I really don't. What? Because it doesn't... I don't care.
I don't really either.
I am really into doctrine that affects my life.
And that one doesn't.
No.
I agree with you.
There's nothing.
Nope.
There's nothing going on that is going to spare me from bad times.
And I agree with you. The unfortunate part is there are a lot that don't. And I do think it affects the way they live their lives. In a negative way, by the way.
Well, why do they look at politics, though, as the only thing that they think we should stay out of that? We shouldn't. You know, here's another thing. Oh, Christians shouldn't think that they are beholden to one political party over another. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay.
Beholden maybe isn't the right word. Would it be more like in charge of? I would actually say it that way, not beholden.
No, because I don't believe that my political party has to be run by Christians. Now, it largely is, but I don't think it has to be. Look, I am hiring them to advance liberty.
Agree.
Which is for Christians. I want liberty for atheists. I want liberty for Wiccans.
For
I want
anyone.
Liberty. Yeah, have your liberty. That's all great. But, you know, I don't think
By the way, that's why we have freedom of speech, even speech that Christians may not like.
Right.
Correct?
Yes.
So, for example, the Wiccans. Most Christians would not believe in the way Wiccans teach or believe or what have you. But I also think that most Christians, most, I know there are some that would disagree, but most Christians would have no problem with a Wiccan standing on a street corner preaching what they believe.
No.
It's their right to do so.
Absolutely.
Right?
Live it up.
Have fun.
You sound
weird.
Knock
yourself out.
Right. But, you know, we'll get into probably in the next segment what we should be advocating and advancing as Christians in politics. But first, let's just talk about this. Should we be involved in politics? And I believe,
yes,
absolutely. For crying out loud, once again, John, these people, these Christians who say you shouldn't be involved, we shouldn't be involved, because what? Why? Because politics is dirty? No, I got news for you. Mankind is dirty.
Right. And by the way, I would ask those same individuals that have said some of those things over the years.
Right.
So I guess you like going to a 50-person church that might be able to seat 5,000 because that's the max capacity under COVID that your state guidelines just set for you. Correct?
You know what they'll say? God put them in those places. He puts the rulers and all these people
in place. Not in the United States of America, he doesn't. Sorry, wrong-o.
Well, he does in terms of sovereign will. Sovereignly, he does, but
I would argue that.
And by the way, well, you got to keep in mind, one thing that people get wrong is they mess up God's will.
Right.
Okay, God is just like us. He has three wills. He has a sovereign will, he has his desired will, and he has his specific will. A sovereign will is everything he allows, mm-hmm.
Which allows us to vote and bring in the people that we so vote in.
Obviously,
right?
Yes. His desired will is everything he wants.
That's right.
Just like you and me. We have everything we allow, everything we want. His specific will is what he demands. No, Jonah, you are going to Nineveh. That's
one way or the other, you're going. Even
Jesus,
if I got to put you in the belly of the whale, we'll get you there.
Yes, Jesus is coming back. That's it.
Right.
So he has a sovereign, desired, and you know, I don't want to get too deep on this.
No,
don't want to bore people.
No, I think it's important to say that.
But a lot of people mess that up.
Thank you. I'm glad you're saying that, because I do think a lot of Christians get wrong what you just said. In fact, a lot of Christians will say, well, I've got to obey a government because God put that in place. No, he didn't.
Yes, and you're right. No, he didn't. I'm sorry.
No, he didn't.
Then I say yes. But they think they mix up sovereign and desired will. So they say, well, God put Barack Obama in the presidency for 8 years.
No, he didn't.
No, no. God allowed Barack Obama in the presidency for 8 years in his sovereign will.
Let's say it this way. There's a better statement. God allowed citizens of the United States of America who have the ability to vote according to their will, the ability to vote Barack Obama in. That's what he allowed, right?
Yes, John. God has been allowing humans to do stupid things since the piece of fruit, mm-hmm. since eating from the wrong tree.
Yep. So don't tell me that it's God's fault that we're in the position we're in with COVID.
No.
It's not.
And by the way, for people who think that those things are the same, I want to remind them of something. It is written, it is not the Father's will that any should perish, but that all should have eternal life, right?
Yet he
lets That's
them.
His desired will, mm-hmm. and yet broad is the path to destruction. Many will take it. Narrow is the way to life. Few will take it. So the vast majority of the time, he's not getting his way.
That's right.
Sovereign, desired, two different things.
Well and said. Well,
so no, just
well
be, and just to close on this, so just because God puts Barack Obama in office doesn't mean that that's what he thinks is the best thing for you.
Or that that's his will.
And that you should submit to it because God wanted it this way.
American National Insurance is up next, folks. Paul Leuenberger, my agent, would love to help you with all of your insurance needs. He'll review your policy, tell you whether you've got the right coverage or not. And by the way, he'll do that with a phone call. 303-662-0789. Is a reverse mortgage right for you? Honestly, I can't answer that, but I know someone that can, Bruce Simmons. He'll answer that question and many more. Anything regarding a reverse mortgage, that's all Bruce does. He's been doing this for 16-plus years. 303-467-7821 or find him at klzradio.com.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You're still working, and you're not planning on retiring immediately, but you'd like to have cash available for your future. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free liquid money available to you at any time, and you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now while interest rates are still so low. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. Plan ahead now so you know you have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Fleshing back, and if you're involved in an accident, you need some help, whatever the situation might be, you're not getting the payout you deserve, Kevin can help, and he's not afraid to go to trial. He is trial-tested, trial-ready. Give him a call today, 303-806-8886, or find him online at Flesh Law Firm. It's F-L-E-S-C-H, by the way, fleshlawfirm.com.
The hard part of my job is getting the case ready for trial. The really fun part of my job is going to trial.
Call the personal injury attorney who enjoys going to trial, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law.
The thing that people need to do when they're talking with lawyers about trials, ask the lawyer that they're talking to whether they like to go to trial or not.
Although most personal injury cases settle outside of the courtroom, you want an attorney who stands ready to represent you at trial.
The reason that we say trial tested, trial ready is because we do enough cases that we are always ready. And it's like anything else, you ride a bike or, you know, you shoot trap. If you do it often, you're still in good regular practice on it. If you do it once a year, not so much.
Trial tested, trial ready. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh. Call today for a free, no obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate, myself, and Charlie talking about Christianity and Christians in politics.
Right. Okay, can I basically contrast two?
Yes.
Opposites? Okay, two governors. You have Kristi Noem, who is a Christian, mm-hmm. who is running South Dakota.
Very well, by the way.
Very well. And she's running it with Christian values. By the way, you can hire a Christian who's terrible at their job.
Agree.
Just because this is a Christian doesn't mean they're going to be good.
Agree.
But she's actually following Christian values. We'll get to it in a moment. Okay. Meanwhile, we have Jared Polis, who despises Christians. I don't care. I have no clue what he claims to be. Couldn't care less. All I know is this guy despises Christians.
His actions say they do.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
He forces Christians to give their taxes to everything. He shuts us down. This guy hates Christians. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's the difference, John, that we see between somebody who wants to control man versus someone who wants to serve God, okay? Obviously, Jared Polis sees us as his little experiment, and he wants to control
man. We're
just
his little minions.
Yeah, and so he uses this ridiculous, you know, setting to control us, and he's running us into the ground. And we see business after business after business folding now. Meanwhile, up there in South Dakota, Kristi Noem, she looks at mankind as a valuable thing. And people are individuals. They should not be controlled. They should be controlled as little as possible.
So in fact, we want them to flourish.
And she wants to be a wise steward of what they've been given. And so part of being a wise steward is you actually look at the numbers. You actually look at the trends. You say, yes, some people are dying. But like you and I always say, John, we could stop all auto deaths with a 10-mile-an-hour speed limit everywhere, and we would destroy the economy and everybody's lives. She measures it in the light of serving people and serving God. And what's the result? They now have 3.6% unemployment in South Dakota in the middle of a pandemic.
If I hear another liberal, because typically it's liberals, tell me that all of what we're doing with COVID and shutdowns is to be healthy and save lives and so on, I'm going to throw up in my mouth, literally. Reason being is what you just said. If we really cared about saving lives, there's lots of things we would shut down and stop doing. We would not allow people to enter the water because people drowned, Andy. We would never let people jump on any kind of transportation, bike, boat, airplane, car, train, doesn't matter. We wouldn't let them get on transportation, period, because we lose people every year to all sorts of transportation deaths Not just automobile, by the way. We wouldn't let them ride a skateboard. We wouldn't let them ride a bicycle. We wouldn't let them on a Segway. We would not let people move from point A to point B if we really cared about saving lives.
Stay at home, stay safe.
Exactly. Well, and you know what? That's about where they've got us. Stay home. Just don't ever leave, Andy. Just stay in that four walls of your house. Now, on the same token, though, we, I don't know about they, but we know that staying inside the four walls of your house also brings with it all sorts of other bad things that happen.
Right.
Depression, suicide. I can go down. Family abuse,
spousal abuse,
domestic violence.
Now, listen to you, though. What are you doing? You're doing two things. First of all, you're looking at reason. Makes sense. It's your show, Rush to Reason.
Yeah.
So you're looking at numbers, you're looking at reason, you're looking at outcomes, you're weighing the cost, right?
Correct.
Secondly, you're caring about what?
People.
People. You are being a conservative Christian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I care about people. Despite what a lot of folks might think, actually, I really do care about people.
Yeah, and you know something that I see fewer and fewer Christians do, and I like this, because there was a time that I really had one big problem with Christians in politics. And it was this. They would try to make their beliefs into other people's laws.
Which you cannot, what's the old saying? You cannot legislate morality.
No. And people would say, even now they'll say, well, aren't you trying to do that with abortion? No, I'm not. Look,
I'm saving lives.
Yes. I support every choice that doesn't take away someone else's choice. It's a very simple measuring stick.
When you kill that baby, you took its choice away.
Right. So the question is, are the unborn human lives? And
yes.
Scientifically, they are. Therefore, I don't want this choice.
Follow the science, Andy.
Right. I don't want the government telling a young woman what to do with her body. The problem is, if she wants her body to kill another body, I'm not allowed to do that. No one should. It's not a good thing. But that's not because of my Christianity. That's not because of my Christian beliefs. That's not because of a scripture that says, I knew you in the womb and, before you were born, I knitted you together. I mean,
right?
What?
Science tells us that today, that they
absolutely
are a living being.
Right. My views of being pro-life don't even come from my faith. Mm-hmm. All right? There's nothing wrong with me voting my faith because I'm representing it, and that's fine. But when I vote my faith, it's because I care about people, not because I want to control them. When Jared Polis votes his faith, it's because he wants to control people. And the difference is, they are rocking and rolling up in South Dakota. We are dying down here, and it's all because of voting your faith. It really is. And by the way, I don't just mean Christian faith. There are atheist Republicans up there voting their faith. Good for them, man. They're saying, way to go, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to share our beliefs to be really good at your job. Am I making sense here?
Complete. And what I don't understand, or what I really struggle with, are Christians that, A, won't do the things that we're talking about, and or one step further that I think is even worse, Andy, vote the other side because they just don't like someone on this side. Follow me?
I do follow you.
I'm going to vote Democrat, and I'm going to vote for everything the other side believes in because I just don't like so-and-so. That's the lamest excuse as a Christian I've ever heard in my entire life.
Trump's personality, Trump's past as a billionaire playboy who messed with women and all this kind of stuff. It's like, holy smokes, he's been happily married now for how many years? He's doing fine.
Bottom line is he getting the job done? Yes.
Yeah.
Even
if he was living like Bill Clinton, is he getting the job done? I hired him to do a job, not to be my pastor. By the way, when we come back from break, I also want to talk about things like socialism, because they will use that as a reason to vote on the other side. They think it is being charitable. They
so
think
far
it is
off.
Being charitable.
No.
I want us to tear
it's
into
not.
That.
Okay, great. Great segue. Okay, yeah, we'll come back and talk about that. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next, folks. And I doubt if you went out to Purify Chevrolet and talked to Rolly Purify if he would just give you the car like most socialists think he should.
You know, he's just a terrible, terrible Christian.
No, he just wants you to earn the car, which is the way it's supposed to work in the first place. But if you want to buy a great car, since 1960, literally, they've been out in Fort Lupton making sure that you have really great transportation and just providing a great service all along the way. 303-659-8311, that's the phone number, or go to purefoychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for six decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial, wants to help you with that financial future, how to plan for it, how to get there, and how to stay there. That's what Al does. He is a financial advisor. 303-744-1128 or go to klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Gino's Auto Service, that's Gino's with a J, and Steve Horvath, the owner there, would love to take care of your vehicle, your needs, and make sure that you keep running, no matter what's going on in the world around us, including COVID. And by the way, they take all the COVID precautions as well to work on your vehicle. Ginosautoservice.com. That's Ginos with a J, 303-794-6700.
Winter is coming quick, and if there's one thing Ginos knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection before winter arrives. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Gino's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Gino's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. We are talking about Christianity and politics, that dirty, horrible thing. Mankind is the
awful,
dirty, horrible
isn't it?
Thing. Yeah, mankind is the dirty, horrible thing. Okay, John. Let me give you one big scripture that the other side uses the most. Not saying they don't use some other ones, but they're all easy to pick apart. Here is the one that they use the most in talking about socialism for Christianity. It's from Acts 2, just three verses, verse 44. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. So basically,
by the way, by choice.
Yeah.
They weren't forced to do that, by the way.
Yeah, let me ask you a few quick questions here. Where there is the government involved, where did they use secular government?
They didn't.
To forcefully take and redistribute wealth?
They didn't. And by the way, for a lot of folks listening, there's still, to this day, a lot of churches out there that will do the very thing Andy just read.
It's a good thing.
Which is a good thing, and they do that. It's called charity, and they help each other, and they help others. And, you know, Sunday school classes get together and help somebody that may be without a job, and, you know, people take up collections for others, or, you know, somebody has a, oh, God forbid, a baby out of wedlock, the church will typically come together. Typically, not always, because some are very evil and shouldn't be around. But most churches will come together and help that particular family or that particular individual out and help feed that baby and take care of that baby and do a baby shower for that baby and all sorts of other things to actually meet the needs of others, because that's what the church does. And that's essentially what it's talking about in Acts is, you know what, church, meet the needs of one another givingly. And that's not, I know that's the right, you know, that's not the right word, I understand, but you know,
that works.
Happily give to one another and help each other out. That's essentially what that passage is saying. Not forcefully, by the way. We're not going to force anyone to do it, but you know what? Do it happily.
Yeah. Number one, where is government involved? It isn't.
It's not.
Number two, everybody chose to be in the body of Christ.
Yeah, and by the way, they
chose to be there. Number three.
Great point, Andy. Stop real quick right there. Because
free will giving.
Nowhere did anybody go up and round those people up and say, hey, come to the commune. We're going to force you to give all your possessions up.
Well, let's go further. Did they have something there where the richer ones were paying a higher percentage that was mandated through the vote? None of this is in there.
No.
Okay, here's another one, 2 Thessalonians 3:10. The one who is unwilling to work shall not eat. Okay?
Right.
So, and yet, what does Marxism tell us? From each according to his ability, to each according to his need. In other words, it doesn't matter if you produce or don't.
Right.
If you have need, then you should be taken care of, and we should take it all from Bill Gates. Does that make sense? The Bible has nothing in common with socialism. Okay, here's another thing that they look at us on the right. They say we're warmongers.
Yeah, which isn't true either.
No, it isn't. But what is their main scripture they use for that? It is Luke 6:29. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the others also. Okay, so turn the other cheek. Let me ask you something, John. Where in this passage does Jesus expand this from a personal response to national policy.
To national security?
And national security.
He doesn't.
Okay. And let me take it a step further. You remember the centurion who mm-hmm. came to Jesus. And he was a man of incredible faith. He says, hey, can you heal my, servant?
Daughter.
Heal my servant. Yeah.
And, servant.
Yeah.
Servant. Yes. Sorry.
And Jesus says, yeah, sure, Leslie. You know, we'll heal him. And he says, no, you don't even have to come.
Right. Just say the words and
say the word. It's going to be done. Right. I know because I'm a guy in charge. I know what it's like to say to this centurion, do this, that one, do that. They do exactly what I say. You just say the word. I know that the servant will be healed. And Jesus said, oh my gosh, what a great man of faith. Let me ask you something. Did he say to the centurion, well, you're going to quit your job, aren't you? I mean, you're in the job of war. You're in the job of murder for the state. He didn't say anything like that.
Nope.
Keep your job. You're doing great, man.
Keep going.
Yeah. So was Jesus a pacifist?
No. Far from it.
Turn the other cheek is a personal thing. It's a personal code, and I won't go into all of what it entails. But it's not a national policy. Once again, they're wrong. Christians who are listening to me right now who think turn the other cheek means that you should vote Democrat because they're more pacifist, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. You're 100% wrong. Okay? If you think that you should vote Democrat because they're socialist, once again, you're wrong. There is no socialism in the Bible. None. Zero, zip, zilch, nada.
Can't disagree. Spot on.
Okay, final area. And I've brought this up before.
And real quick, by the way,
yeah, go ahead.
Everything you just said are a lot of the verses and things that you'll see used all over the internet to justify Christians believing in socialism, and it's a bunch of hogwash. It's nonsense.
Yeah, and the other one they use, of course, to bash Christians is judge not, lest ye be judged. They totally take that out of context. I won't even go into it because that one's so stupid.
Right.
It's not even worth mentioning. Okay. But here's the foundational one, and I always bring it back to choice. Conservatives love choice. Mm-hmm. Liberals hate choice. Here's what I mean. God sets up his system in Genesis. Two, right away, he puts two trees in the garden, a tree of great reward, a tree of great consequence.
You have death, basically.
Yeah. He says, choose this one, you'll have great reward. Choose that one, you will surely die. You'll have great consequence. Choice, reward, consequence. Choice, reward, consequence. That's God's system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything in the Democrat Party platform goes against that. Okay? What do? They want to lower the rewards of all your good choices, right? They're going to tax you greater. They're going to give you less. They're going to benefit you less. They're even going to punish you. They don't care about your character. They care about your race. They care about your gender. They care about what you feel in that way. They're going to lower the rewards of all your good choices, and they lower the consequences of all your bad choices. We're going to bail you out. You burn this down, we're going to say you did it because somebody did something racist to you. You have an unwanted kid, no problem, erase it with abortion. What do? Lower the rewards of good choices, lower the consequences of bad choices, or as much as possible, eliminate choices altogether. Their entire party platform goes against the entire foundation that God lays out at the very beginning of his Bible, and a foundation that holds the entire way through the Bible. Choice, reward, consequence. How can you vote for a party that seeks only to erase that system?
Because bad orange man.
It was bad Bush man. Before that, it was bad
Andy.
Reagan.
I mean, that's what you'll hear, right?
Right.
Bad orange man.
Orange man bad. But before they hated Trump, they used everything else.
Right.
You guys love the rich. First of all, most rich people are liberal now. You do know that.
Yeah, they're by and large the wealthier class. Let's just say that.
Of course, the tech giants. Mm-hmm. We're the ones for the small businesses. But folks, how can you vote for a political party that advances socialism, which is nowhere in the Bible, that advances pacifism to a degree that is nowhere in the Bible? To a degree that is, while Jesus is praising a centurion, and that tries to wipe out the entire system that God lays down for us, choice, reward, consequence. I
don't have an answer for you, Andy. I don't know why they do.
You know why? Because there are a lot of people in the church who don't like God.
Well, and I think...
And don't respect anything he teaches them. I'm not saying, they don't agree with me. No. It's way beyond that. They don't like his foundations. Go ahead.
And again, I'll say it, the church has failed, because the church has failed in pointing out the very things we just ran through, because what we just ran through, by and large, you will not hear at any mainstream churches coast to coast. There's a few, and please don't send me a gazillion text messages saying that my church does. I get it. There are some that do, okay?
Very few.
I'm talking by and large. You will not hear a sermon on what we just talked about. Not going to happen, folks. Why? Because they feel like, most pastors feel like, that steps on too many toes and crosses too many boundaries, so they won't preach on it, right?
Yeah, and you're totally right, and they also fear the state. They fear getting shut down.
Because they said something that is anti-state?
That's anti-a party.
Ah.
You see, and that means you're political, and that means we're going to...
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Andy, isn't that some of the things that actually are in Scripture that Christians are to do? Is just because somebody says something, even though that something is wrong, nowhere in Scripture do I find we're supposed to buy into that. I thought you were supposed to stand on your beliefs at all times, at all cost, no matter what it took, including going to the cross if need be. Did I miss something?
Nope. You nailed it.
So
you got it right.
Why is this so hard to understand?
Remember, what did Jesus say? Give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
Right.
Give to God what is God's. Don't say, I'm a Christian, I'm not going to pay my tax. No, pay your taxes.
Pay what's owed.
Be a good citizen. But who owns everything?
He does.
To whom do you owe everything?
Him.
You don't owe him 10%.
No, you owe him everything. He owns it all.
Yeah.
I'm just giving him back a little bit of the chunk that he already gave me. That's all.
Exactly.
That's it. Nothing more.
And let me tell you something, John. God is underpaid.
Oh, big time. Yeah, because most don't give even the 10%.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, more than that, very few do.
Yeah. The blessings he showers on us, and I'm sorry, guys, I know I'm sounding like just, but I am. I'm a born-again Christian. I love the Lord. And the blessings he gives us, I mean, what little we do for him does not even begin to start to pay for it.
But it's important, I think, Andy, as this show is going to replay the day after Thanksgiving. So it's Thanksgiving weekend that this show replays on. We're heading into Thanksgiving week. This does tie into us, our country, our Christian foundation, who we are as Christians, the thankfulness that we should have, the gratitude in our heart, despite what the state says, we should be wanting to get together with one another, help each other, have that fellowship this time of the year, which we typically do as families. And by the way, I don't think the state should be shutting down. And I'm one that says, if you want to go join with the 30 other family members you have at it. Be my guest and enjoy each other's company as family should. Right?
Absolutely. Hey, when we come back, can I give people something to be really thankful for? And that is God is not Jared Polis. And I'll show you what I mean.
Enchanted Kitchens, folks, is next. Make that kitchen the enchanted place. You're going to be, a lot of you this week, even when we go into Thanksgiving, you're going to be thinking about, hey, wow, I wish I had this, or I wish I had that, or I wish this was this way, or I wish this was that way. Guess what? Enchanted Kitchens can help you with that. Go to klzradio.com or call Enchanted directly at 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
And if you want to pay for that kitchen, we talked to Kurt Rogers yesterday. He has a way to do that. With you, for you, it's easy. Make a single phone call, 720-895-0500, and they'll help put that together for you. Again, 720-895-0500.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
A good shop, and if you're looking for somebody to help you with any kind of a collision where you've had an accident, a fender bender, even something that's happened in a parking lot, a good shop can help you. It's a collision center that's a part of Rush to Reason. Three locations to serve you, two in North Glen, one in Commerce City. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
You don't want to feel like just a number. Al Sturm, owner of A Good Shop Collision Repair, offers a different experience from the corporate conglomerates. After 40 years in the auto body industry, Al has been hearing the same thing from his customers for decades. Everybody's looking for a good shop, somewhere you can find quality service in a timely manner without wondering whether or not you're being ripped off. It's hard to know what's going on when nobody will talk to you. Today, as the owner of three locations in North Glen and Commerce City, Al gives his customers exactly what they're looking for, an independent, family-owned collision repair shop where you're more than just a number. At A Good Shop, not only will the final product be flawless and safe, covered by A Good Shop Lifetime Guarantee, but Al and his team will actually take the time to communicate what's going on with your vehicle. Visit klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, we're talking about Christianity in politics.
Okay, here's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that God is not Jared Polis.
Oh, me too. Thank
okay?
you.
Now, let's contrast them really quick. God lays it out right there in Genesis 2. You do this, you live. You do that, you die. You don't work, you don't eat. So you're not going to be a burden on others.
Right.
Okay, this is the kind of stuff he lays out. You take your risks, you reap your rewards and consequences. So here's life. Choose, succeed. Choose, fail. Learn, grow, choose again, succeed. In other words, grow stronger. That's what God wants for you. Okay, just laid that out. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's Polis. Eliminate risks, wreck rewards out of exaggerated fear of consequences. That's what he's doing right now.
Right.
Choose less. Risk less, learn less, grow weak, grow dependent. So one wants you to be strong and independent. The other one wants you to be weak and dependent.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, finally, one sees that there's one gap that you can never cross yourself because you are too weak. So what did he do? He laid down himself for you,
right.
Laid down his life for you. The other one doesn't care what you need and has never given a thing for you.
And never will.
And never will. One cares about his power, and ironically, it's not the all-powerful one.
Interestingly enough.
The all-powerful one only cares about you.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that cool? So, yes, I am very thankful, God, that you are not Jared Polis.
Oh, me too.
I really like God.
Yeah, me too. Me too. A lot.
What do you think?
Perfect. Well said. And as we, again, as you're listening to this on the day after Thanksgiving, it literally will be Thanksgiving week ahead of us and the weekend if you're listening next Friday. Remember these things and be thankful. And I know at times on air we can tend to sound, you know, maybe not so thankful and we get a little negative because, you know, let's face it, right now with COVID and everything going on, it's a pretty negative place that we live in. But look for the positives. Be thankful for the things that are around you. Be thankful for family and friends. And if you have a job, be thankful for that. And if you have a job and you're able to help somebody else out this holiday season, this Christmas and Thanksgiving season, do so.
Yes. As you have done for the least of these, so you have done for me. Look, if God has made you wealthy, or at least wealthier, or wealthy enough, if he has filled your coffers right now, turn and help somebody else because they need you right now.
By the way, the majority of us that live in the United States of America are wealthy.
Yes.
No matter what level we're on. Those that happen to have a little more than the others are even more wealthier than the others that are out there. I know that doesn't really make sense what I just said, but my point is this. The United States of America, if you live here, you're already in about the top, 5% of the world's income, period. If you're in the top, 5% in the United States of America of income earners, you're literally in the upper echelon worldwide.
Can I make a suggestion? Because what you just said is true. Right now, folks, you're not going out to eat as much. You are saving some money there. Can I make one recommendation of something to do with that money?
Sure.
Help your church.
Yes, very much so right now.
Folks, your churches right now are dying because Polis doesn't want them to live.
That's right.
They don't have people going there. They don't have people making donations. I know right now they can't serve you. They can't do the things for you that they normally do. They wish they could. That money that you're not spending on that night out because they just shut things down, maybe help your church out a little extra.
Yeah, no, everything Annie's saying is exactly right. And for those of you that maybe can even do a little more than that, help your church, maybe help the local food bank out.
Yeah,
that, you know, excellent. Maybe it's even an arm of your church or somebody that you know locally. Maybe there's a teen mom organization floating around you can help with. I mean, all of you have different things that you can help with.
Awesome.
All of you have different passions that you can help with. That's a great thing. We all can't give to just one single entity. We do it in multiple different ways so that we can help lots of different organizations, help lots of different people. Back to what Andy said earlier about the early church. Please, those of you out there that would ever see something on Facebook or even post this yourself, I hope it would not be you doing so, talking about how the church is socialist. It's not.
No.
That passage in Acts has nothing to do, literally nothing to do with socialism. Has everything to do with giving. Two different things, folks. Socialism takes, Christians give. Completely different.
How can a system that forces you to give make you a better person?
It doesn't. In fact, it makes you a very snide and antagonistic person when that happens.
Exactly. But everything we described in Acts 2, doesn't that make you a better person?
Yeah, because you're giving out of your own heart, not because somebody's forcing you to. big, huge difference there.
And by the way, you just gave a great list of places people can give.
Lots of places, folks. Again, Supreme Auto Repair coming up next. And we want to make sure your vehicle's in top working order, especially this next week as we head into more winter, folks. It is coming just around the corner. We got snow coming even this weekend. Make sure you're in top working order, and Extreme Auto Repair will do that for you. Find them at klzradio.com or the phone number there, 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop. But you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, which, by the way, folks, no, we should not be surprised at this news. So just got a tweet that I believe came in a group chat. Hawaii's unemployment rate, highest in the nation for the second month in a row. By the way, everything we just got done talking about in regards to, you know, Christians and socialism and Christians in politics and how it works and so on, this is a great example of what not caring about people does.
Right.
Makes them unemployed.
When you want to control people, not serve God. And wouldn't those people in Hawaii love to have what they have in South Dakota right now with Kristi Noem?
What's their rate again in
South Dakota, yeah. 3.6%, folks, in the middle of a pandemic.
You know what Hawaii's is?
What?
14.3.
Oh, that's hardly different. Hardly noticeable.
Yeah. Only 11% different.
My gosh, that's horrible.
11% difference. 14% unemployment. 14%, which means almost 2 out of 10 people are without a job.
Horrible.
It is. It's devastating, folks, and people will lose everything. And by the way, these are people in Hawaii that are not the transplants from the 48 states here, the mainland. These are not transplants from the mainland that went there to retire that now don't have a job. No. These are locals.
The natives.
That Iggy, the governor, should actually be looking out for the most, that he cares the least about, because they're the ones being affected the most by this.
And by the way, you know, we always talk about Democrats want to lower consequences of good of bad decisions, lower rewards of good decisions. If Biden gets in, he and his company are going to want to send a ton of money from places like South Dakota, where they run it right, to Hawaii, where they run it wrong, to bail them out.
Yep. Gosh, guys, all I can say is it's now Friday night, the 20th. This will replay again Friday night, the 27th. And if it is the 27th, we've hoped that you've had a fabulous Thanksgiving weekend and you'll enjoy the next 2 days of your weekend as well. And hopefully you've spent some time with friends and family despite COVID. In this case, though, it is the 20th. I will be back tomorrow morning for Fix It Radio first thing in the morning, followed up by Drive Radio. And yeah, folks, I will say this now as we head into the next week. I am very thankful for each and every one of you that listen, that call, that participate, that text, that email. I know sometimes some of you think you're doing too much of that. It's never too much. We enjoy every ounce of feedback and suggestions and help that we get here. And we love each and every one of you very much. And I know I'm very thankful for all of you.
Absolutely, folks. When you get together for those dinners, thank God for each other, and we thank God for you.
Well said. We'll be back tomorrow again, first thing in the morning. Otherwise, have a great evening. The first hour replays next. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.